You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Review: Honor 7X by Jeffrey Van Camp. For the last few years, every major U.S. wireless carrier has begun letting you buy any phone for $0 down with 2 years of monthly payments. It's a tempting offer, but a bad habit you should try to kick. Paying for your phone over 2 years makes it easy to overspend, dulling the pain you should feel when you buy an $800-plus phone. It also probably means you bought your phone from a wireless carrier that locks it down, refusing to give you the freedom to use it on other networks. Those are two reasons why I was excited to check out the new Honor 7X, an affordable phone that promises to run fast, work on any GSM wireless network, T-Mobile, AT&T, and look fabulous doing it. A $200 device with most of the cutting-edge features is still the holy grail of the smartphone world. A lot of devices come out around this price, but few of them are worth the hassle of ownership. Motorola's Moto G is consistently the most impressive cheap phone out there, and now Honor wants to join the club. Good looking. The Honor 7X certainly looks the part. It has a metal unibody design and spacious 6-inch screen like all the hot phones these days. Dual rear cameras and a fingerprint sensor on the back too. So far, very on trend. It's big, but the rounded brushed metal edges are comfy to hold, and it's easy to find the volume, power, and fingerprint sensor when you need them. You may not even want a case for it. This one provides decent protection if you do. When you first boot it up, the 7X is snappy, running on 2016's Android 7.0 with Huawei's Emotion UI interface slapped on top. 3 GB of RAM, 32 GB of internal memory with micro SD slot, and a custom 8-core Kirin 659 processor, also designed by the folks at Huawei, the manufacturer that owns Honor, though Honor would prefer you think of it as a separate phone maker. Despite not yet running Android 8.0, my 7X is at least getting monthly security updates, which is also nice. Battery life is also fantastic. There have been few days when I've had less than a 40% charge by bedtime. It charges with a micro USB port, not the clever USB-C, but there's nothing wrong with that either. It's nice to have a jack to plug my headphones into as well. Many phones have ditched the poor headphone jack in the last 2 years, but I was more than glad to have it in the Honor 7X. The dual 16-megapixel main and 2-megapixel rear cameras produce some decent outdoor shots, even on a hazy, rainy day, and performed average in lower light. Selfies with the 8-megapixel front camera were also decent, though it tends to over-beautify faces by default, smoothing out blemishes more aggressively than needed. Lots of laggin'. After using the Honor 7X for about 2 weeks, my biggest problem with it is how intensely sluggish it can get during completely ordinary tasks. It doesn't happen right away, but once you really started popping in and out of apps in your day-to-day, it can freeze up or slow to a crawl without much warning. Let me lay out Exhibit A, the camera app. If I've been using the phone for a while, the camera app often takes at least 10 seconds to open. I'm an expert at how it loads now. I shouldn't be. First, the screen is black for a few seconds, then the image of whatever you're looking at finally appears. Then the recent photo and video buttons pop in the big black border. Finally, after more time still, the shutter button pops up. I usually give it another second to rest, then I try to take a photo. Taking a photo is a delicate task on the 7X. Sometimes the shutter won't take, or the animation that shows you that it took a photo just doesn't play, or the screen seems to freeze. Usually, it warns you to keep your hand steady. I highly advise you listen. The camera is so sluggish, I mostly kept it in my pocket and asked my wife to take photos on a weekend trip to the city. Earlier today, I tried to take a photo of a sign in the subway, but by the time the camera actually opened and was ready to shoot, my train had arrived and was already about to leave. It's not just the camera either. Jumping between apps is sometimes a waiting game. No matter how many seconds you waste giving the interface time to catch up, it just can't. There were times when Gmail got so slow that I couldn't finish writing my first sentence. I almost had a rhythm down. I would press three letters, wait 5 to 10 seconds, and pray that they would register so I could type the next few letters, or finish a word, if I was lucky. The only way to wipe the molasses off the Emotion UI interface is to restart it, or run Huawei's included phone manager app. It cleans out your cache, tells you which apps are sucking up too much battery, and lets you optionally shut all apps down every time your screen locks. But no matter what I tried, the brutal slowdown always returned at some point. I'd blame my app selection if I could, but I'm a creature of habit. I mostly use apps like Gmail, Google Calendar, Feedly, Google News, Google Maps, Skype, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, Pocket Casts. Basic stuff. I guess this is as good a time as any to note that the 7X is not water-resistant and lacks modern Wi-Fi hardware, so you won't get AC speeds or 5 GHz network compatibility. It's clear that the Honor 7X's shiny exterior doesn't come free. Cut corners like this are the price to pay. Good luck. I've reviewed hundreds of phones in the last decade, and I've seen a lot of laggy devices, but the Honor 7X frustrated me like few have because of how oddly random and persistent its slowdowns were. I don't expect a budget phone to be speedy or glitch-free, but it does need to get the job done reliably. There are a lot of positive reviews of the Honor 7X, which makes my impression more of an outlier. All I can note is that many reviewers had the beefier 64GB version of the 7X that also has 4GB of RAM, which isn't available in the US. In benchmark tests, my 7X performs similarly to the averages I'm seeing online. If you consider buying the phone, I suggest reading some other reviews and user reviews. Some users have complained in comments on the phone's Amazon and HiHonor.com pages, though you'll have to dig to find them. Other users seem to like the phone. Huawei has a 15-day return policy, so use it fast and hard to make sure it works for you. There are a lot of fantastic phones that are almost as cheap, which makes the 7X even more disappointing. The Moto G5S Plus isn't exactly speedy, but doesn't bog down as much, and I highly recommend the $300 Moto X4 and $500 OnePlus 5T. The 5T in particular is as good as any $800 phone, better than many. Outwardly, everything about the Honor 7X looks and feels like a killer deal for $200, but if you value camera speed and tend to get annoyed when you have to wait for your phone to catch up to you, steer clear of the Honor 7X.